expression.
Amanda, where can our listeners get more information about Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater?
Absolutely. So our website, AmandaSelwynDance.org, has lots of videos and photos, lots of personal testimonials, fun stuff to dig your teeth into. Selwyn is spelled S-E-L-W-Y-N. So it's AmandaSelwynDance.org. So I encourage you all to check it out, our very interactive website. If you are more of a social media person, we have an Amanda Selwyn DT Instagram account. So please check that out. Our dance education programs has its own website, notesinmotion.org. And we also have an Instagram, Notes in Motion Dance. So, yeah, come check us out.
Tell us about this past week and what has led up to it and how the last three nights have gone and about Threads.
Thank you so much. This is a work, I'm so proud of the work of my company and all the collaborating artists. We got to celebrate 22 years of dance making this weekend at New York Live Arts, which is a beautiful theater in Chelsea on 19th Street. And we presented three nights of an evening length work entitled Threads. The piece was started during the pandemic on Zoom, the first time I've ever done this. We did 3 months of Zoom rehearsals, and it was very challenging on every level. But a lot of the core material that actually, once studios opened last April and we started rehearsing again in person, a lot of that core material we developed on screens really got unpacked and became the essence of this piece. So Threads is a piece that I actually was contemplating before the pandemic. And once the pandemic hit, it just kind of became more amplified for me, the themes of the piece. As I mentioned, I'm really interested in creating dance theater that celebrates, reflects the human experience. And this piece was really an extension of that, being a study of our human connections. So the idea is that we are all bound to one another by invisible threads that can be mended, threads that can be broken, threads that we can weave. And they can be, it's like a spider web, a cobweb of connection that we move in and out of throughout our lives. So the piece was actually using both the metaphor of threads to develop the material and the relationships between dancers, but we also, working with my collaborating scenic and costume designer, Anna Elisa Belaus, who I've been working with for 21 years, developed this amazing scenic design with fabric that moved all over the space, and the dancers got themselves wrapped up in the fabric. The fabric created big, long, ways of breaking up the space, and our lighting designer Dan Osminkowski used it to illuminate the dancers from behind and in front. So we created an entire theatrical experience to really celebrate this theme of threads. We had great audiences, and it was just a really wonderful weekend. So excited to be back live in the theater. Our last full engagement was March 5th, 2020. So it was a wild thing to do that show right before the world shifted. And to be back now in the theater performing for audiences, we could not be more thrilled.